So far, so good. Luther would agree with this much. But now other Protestants will go along and say, look, it's not, you don't acquire grace by repetition or practice, like Luther says, not even by sacramental practice, not even by going to the sacraments. Right? Most Protestants tend not to believe that sacraments convey grace, certainly not in this Aristotelian form. So here's the key point. Most Protestants, not Luther, reject the notion that our souls are inwardly formed by the grace of justification. I'm going to argue that Luther doesn't go that far. But someone like Calvin, someone like Zwingli will say, our souls are not inwardly formed by grace, right? Grace is just God acting on our souls. It's not a form in our souls. It's not like the shape of our souls. And that means, here's the crucial implication, for most Protestants, justification doesn't make a real change in us. Because in order to make a real change in us, it would have to change the shape of our souls. It would have to form our souls. But justification, according to folks like Calvin, makes no real change in us. It really is just a declaration that we're innocent. It makes us righteous before God by declaring us innocent, like a judge saying, not guilty. Before this court, you stand not guilty. So God, the eternal judge, says, before this court, you stand not guilty. For the sake of the faith of Christ, which you have in your heart. So the righteousness we receive when we're justified by faith alone is not a form or a habit or a virtue in our souls, but rather the righteousness of Christ, which is imputed to us. Imputed is this technical term in theology. It means we are counted righteous. We are imputed righteous because of this verdict of innocent. And the merits of Christ are imputed to us. They're transferred or counted to us, like transferring something to our account in a bank. It doesn't make a real change in us. It just changes our status. Now, this doctrine that righteousness received by faith is not a real change in us, but only a verdict or an imputation of the merit of Christ, is called the forensic doctrine of justification. It comes from the Latin word forum, meaning courtroom. Right? The forensic doctrine of justification assumes that the fundamental context for thinking about justification is a judge pronouncing a sentence. Luther's doctrine of justification, I'm about to argue, is not primarily forensic. There's a place for imputation there, but it's not primarily about a verdict. It's about a promise by which God gives himself to us. What happens in justification is not just that we get the merits of Christ imputed to us, but rather we are given Christ himself in the flesh. That's a real change in us, and it forms our souls, Luther will say. It won't be created grace, it'll be uncreated grace. Jesus Christ himself forms our souls and is present within us as the form of faith. And he says this in so many words. It is Christ who forms and trains faith, or who is the form of faith, he says. Therefore, the Christ who is grasped by faith and who lives in the heart is the true Christian righteousness. The righteousness in us is Christ. Christ is my form, he says, because faith is not formed by love, like the medieval scholastic theologian said, but rather faith is formed by Christ. Faith is given form by Christ in the heart, because Christ is in the heart by faith. And Luther's very insistent upon this. It's not just an idea of Christ, not just our picture of Christ or our thinking about Christ. It is Christ himself present in our hearts by faith. How can that be? Well, for Luther, that's a mystery. He's not going to explain it for us. He does think Christ is present beyond our thought, for there is a darkness, what he calls the darkness of faith. We don't see Christ in our hearts. We don't even feel him in our hearts. He's present in the darkness. We don't know how. Nonetheless, there is a kind of conceptual model that Luther will give us about how Christ can form our souls. And the conceptual model, interestingly enough, comes from Aristotle. Because Aristotle thinks there's two ways that our souls can be formed. One is by practice, when it's formed by skills or virtues. The other way that the soul can be formed is by perception, like an eye being informed by what it sees. For in Aristotle's theory of perception, it's as if the eye takes on color and the shape of the things it sees are imprinted in your eyes and then imprinted in your minds. So it's like the the mind is a tablet and you're impressing stuff on it, like you're writing on a wax tablet. So your mind is impressed by these forms when you perceive.